to radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part. You've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Hey, welcome, everybody. This is Christine Korda, and you're listening to The Christine Korda Show here on Revolution Radio, which you can find at freedomslips.com. I'm here, and it is very good to be here. Today is July 11th, 2022, and happy to be here. I really have been literally swamped, and, you know, I'm at that age where sort of like rubbing your head and patting your stomach and then trying to switch, and it just doesn't work out for me. You know what I'm saying? And I literally, for 2 weeks, actually forgot that I had a show. Not that I had a show, but that it was that particular day. And all I'm doing is trying to make money. I'm trying to buy a home. I want to move out of Connecticut. And it is very hard at my age to do this, but I'm improving my credit, which has been an interesting thing, a very interesting thing to do. I'm in chat. I believe I'm in chat. I'm on chatsy.com. If anyone can hear me, please just let me know. Thank you. So my thing is, I'm trying to improve my credit, and since probably 8-10 years, I've improved it quite a bit, and I'm trying to improve it more so I can buy a house. That's my goal, to have a house before I die. And since we're pushing, you know, 60, and could be could be getting close. And I really, really am trying to move out of Connecticut. You know, I love Connecticut. I really do. But I can't stand it now. I cannot, like, just... It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. And I'm not a conservative, although a lot of people would like to say that I am. I'm not. But it's to the point where this whole vaccine passport, you know they're going to do it. You know they're going to do it anyway. They're going to say, oh, no, we're not. And then they're going to go ahead and do it. Because that's what these Democrats have become. And I'm a lifelong Democrat. I was a conservative Republican for a few years. And then I went back. Then I went back again. But I just can't do it. I'm too liberal thinking. It's getting less and less. But anyway, blah, blah, blah. And I'd like to move. I would like to move to a place where I don't have to shovel snow and the bus line. So I'm very happy to be here, and I'm very sorry. I certainly didn't mean to pat your stomach. I didn't mean to cause the network any issues. I truly did not. You know, and people were like, were you going to do your show? And I was, oh, no, I forgot. And it's just, you know, once in a while I forget my age, and that's kind of nice. But the forgetfulness is more due to stress than anything else. So this is the Kristen Corda Show, and we are coming to you from Revolution Radio, which is in freedomslips.com. I believe that they got a new chat room. Official. Oh, I'm on all three channels. Hi, May. Thank you. All three channels. I have three. I'm on three channels. The new chat room is at... Oh, I'm not even going to try. It's, go to the chat room at chatsy.com. It's called App Element. I don't know what that means. Too technical for me. That's too technical for me. But freedomslips.com is where Revolution Radio is. Revolution Radio is the number one in listener-supported radio in the world. In the world. And I have been blessed to be here for, my gosh, I think it's about 7 years. Of course, I don't remember. And I think it's around about 7 years. I know it was 2015, and it was prior to my mother dying. My mother died July 2015. I think it was around January 2015. So that's a good solid 7 years. Blah, 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 blah. And there I was back then talking about all that fun stuff like UFOs and alien abductions and what they do with the rectal probe. And now it's like they're trying to kill us. And I'm just going to keep talking about it and go down in popularity. I don't care. I get two people in the last month that told me, thank you, Christine, for yakking. They didn't say yakking, I will. For yakking about the shots and giving us reason to pause. And I thought that was great. That, you know, at least we can do is cause people to think. So, and, oh, thank you, Mr. Rowe. I don't really know what that means, but thank you. And so we have to keep Revolution Radio on the air. We have to keep Revolution Radio going. I have never had a radio network this good, this powerful, that I have been blessed to have a two-hour show every week. And again, I apologize for not being here, probably dead air. I think a couple times I asked people to fill in, but I know I asked Pat, but she can't fill in because she's not a host. So sorry again. And I didn't mean to cause any issue at all, but I have been very, very fortunate to be on Revolution Radio, to be able to share my views in a polite manner and reach people throughout the world. The number one in listener-supported radio doesn't come lightly. And this show, this network has been since, I think, 2013, 2011, I'm not sure. I'd have to ask one of the admins. I know that I've been here since 2015, and it's been going strong since then. There's a reason that we talk about what we do. There's a reason that you have to listen to different perspectives. Because the mainstream media is just so a mirror image of propaganda. And the less that we fight back, the more control that they're going to have. And I think that it's been an interesting journey for me to be on Revolution Radio, because I originally started on Blog Talk Radio, which is a nice platform. Technically, it wasn't that great for me, but I don't know that it was them or if it was me. But I was trying to always talk about the satanic ritual abuse that I went through and others have gone through and are still going through. And watching the truth of that one thing, because it impacted my life, watching the truth of ritual abuse diminish over the years, false memory syndrome foundations popping up, created by pedophiles, and if you do the research on those organizations, you find a lot of questionable things. Now, I mean, it's one thing to say, well, some people have false memory or their memories are not quite legit. It's a whole other thing to try to tell a great number of people that they're lying or they made it up or a therapist made it up to get more money. In actuality, the transgender therapists are doing exactly what the False Memory Syndrome Foundation people say the False Memory Syndrome psychologists are doing. In actuality, the transgender psychologists are just, and the doctors are lying outright about the reality of transgenderism. I've been getting more people who are detransitioning coming to me. You know, hello, how are you? I listen to your show. Thank you. I thought I was going to be hurt by your shows on transgenderism and what's happening to children, and they want to thank me for speaking out. As it's a hot topic issue, and they're being ruined. Their lives are ruined. It's a terrible, terrible thing what the medical community is doing. It's all from Nazism. It's from communism, not Nazism. I don't even know if that's a word. And we are literally seeing people applaud and celebrate when our children's genitalia are being cut off. This is only in the, I don't even think it's been 10 years. But is this the kind of people that we've become? So let me tell you, segue into Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com is the place that you go. You might not be comfortable listening to this type of talk, but it's the truth. And how many more children are we going to sacrifice? How many children's lives are we going to eradicate to make ourselves look good? And I get so angry. Like, yeah, I don't really do Facebook that much. Once in a while when I'm bored and I'll go off a beaten path and start screaming on it. Nobody listens to me anyway. However, it makes me very angry that people are going ahead and doing this to their children. People are so goddamn eager to put those little vaccine stickers on their chests and wear those self-righteous pandering masks. And, oh, look at me, I'm so good. It's all ego. And throwing their children under the bus so that they can look good. Throwing their children into the gay bar where transgenders are shimmying with their half-cut-off peepees waving in their face It's illegal. People say to me, this should be illegal. It is illegal. Nobody's doing anything about it. That's the kicker. Revolution Radio is where you can come to hear the news of this and the truth of it, where we can come together with like-minded people and say, let's pray. Not that these people go to hell, because they might be on their way there anyway, but that God save them, that the mercy of God, in whatever way you believe in God, save them, because hell is for eternity. However that's described and defined, I don't know. I love pagans, I love witches, I love Wiccans, I love Catholics, I love Christians, I love Jews. I don't care what you are. Be what you want to be, that's your business. And everybody has goodness, no matter what their book, their Bible cover looks like. But we have to raise the awareness, even if it's only for two lives or one life. Revolution Radio is at freedomslips.com, the number one in listener-supported radio. And if you go to freedomslips.com, you can make a donation, and I would encourage you to do just that. Even if it's $5, that's not a lot. I can do it, and I'm wicked poor. That would be more than helpful. If everyone comes in and does $5, $10, $20, that's not really a lot. And it will help to keep this network on the air so that we can talk the truth and we can give our opinions. Because some of the stuff that I talk about, I mean, you know, yeah, Christine, you're 30 cards short of a full deck. I mean, who's counting? But that's okay, because it just gives people a little opportunity to think and to dwell on things that I might have either the wrong or right perception of. But at least you can think freely. And if you don't like what I say, you can turn it off. And that's fine. I wouldn't fault anyone for turning off my show. They didn't like it. But you see, Revolution Radio is one of very few places left that can do this. And they're decent about it. They're not like a lot of other, few other networks, I'm not going to say names, kind of, they're kind of rude. We don't need to be rude. We don't need to dehumanize people. I get angry, and I probably dehumanize people at some point, and I'm sorry. I usually try to catch myself. But a lot of these other networks are like, well, if you don't love Trump, you're a big doo-doo head. And then they attack the people who don't accept their politics or their religion or whatnot. And, you know, an example is, yes, there are transgenders, and they do need to have equal rights, and they need to have civil rights, and they need to have human rights. And that's not what we're arguing here. What we're arguing is that we need to stop the abuse of little children and the correlation between transgenderism push and the abuse of little children. But we can't deny that they exist and that they have a right to live. So Revolution Radio is good that way. In spite of it being free, freedom of speech, they're still on the decent spectrum. This is Christine Korda, and you are listening to The Christine Korda Show on Revolution Radio. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about controlled opposition. And I used to come from a very, that's an interesting point that PAC woman comes up with. The parents are doing it to the children, and yes, it's terrible, and sadly the world will not continue if we have too many people who are brain dead. Maybe this people and children will die. This may be a way of them being saved from what's to come. You know, I've thought of that myself many times, and I look at my own babies who are not babies anymore, and I just keep praying, please God, send me for some more damn groceries to deliver. I gotta save up more money and raise my credit so I can move out of Connecticut. But it worries me endlessly, and mothers can't help it. You know, I know that people say, give your children to God. I can't. They're my children, you know. And I pray every night and every day, every morning for them that they will be okay and that they will be safe. And seeing what I saw and witnessing what I saw and going through what I went through in my childhood, my over-motherling, my smothering is extreme. And it's not something I'm very proud of, but, you know, I think I kept them safe from a lot that I might not have had I had a normal everyday life. But we need to speak up because the children will suffer. Children will suffer. They will suffer. And I wanted to talk about, because I used to be a very, very staunch Catholic, and I don't mind the Catholic Church. I think the Catholic faith is beautiful. Sometimes I get a little iffy, and I'm not going to lie. I'd like to see something smote them, or it might be smite, I'm not sure. But who am I to say? And, you know, some of their behaviors is bad, and some of their behaviors is, are, good. And I guess you got to take the bad and the good, but I just haven't been able to reconcile any of that in myself and go back. But I was reading about, I used to be very, I don't think every once in a while I'll still say the rosary. I'm waiting for the lightning bolt to hit. I'm not sure if you're supposed to be going to Mass when you're saying the rosary. I've always been a little eclectic anyway, but I it's hard to leave that tradition. I used to say it faithfully, and I do believe in the power of it. But I always was interested in the Virgin Mary and her speaking of communism, and I never understood it. I always was like, as a young woman, I'd be like, why is she always talking about the consecration of Russia? And it never made any sense to me because I didn't understand communism. And I'm watching people around, young kids who think that socialism and communism, they've always been around, that they're great, that is great, and the regime of Sippy Cup is just wonderful, and my God, I don't know how far a person can get their head up their ass, but that's pretty far. And I mean, I'm even like moderate Democrats are like, what is going on, you know? But here's my thing. I never really understood communism the way that I understand it, what's going on now. And when we read about, and I don't have a lot of knowledge of it, so I'm just going to skim, the before the World War I and Bolshevik, and how there was controlled opposition during that time where there is now, where you look at people who are putting videos out saying, oh, Trump is coming back in January of 2020. He's coming back. He's going to throw Biden and Hillary Clinton's going to jail and everybody's going to jail. Oh, no, wait. They had to move up the time. Now it's July. 4th of July 2020, he's coming back. And we watch this. And you know, I got to admit, I was hopeful. And then, you know, after the January timeline, I got a little less hopeful. And then July 4th, 2020, I was like, oh, no, you know. And then, like, the September 2020, and wait now, we could go on and on and on, but you catch my drift. And there's that man who's talking about he's coming back, and nobody sees him. He doesn't see his face, only sees his feet. And that's the biggest load of bullshit I've ever seen in my life. Excuse my language, I'm sorry. What? Are we that stupid? Are we that hopeful? Are we that naive? And it occurred to me when I saw the evil in my life that the abusers, there's a whole bunch of abusers, and then there's victims, they do the same thing. They don't just come out and say, I'm evil. They come out and they say, I'm not. And I see the evil. And I see what's going on with the regime that's presently in and what they're doing. But then you have a person who will stand there and say, Trump's coming back. I don't think I've ever once, in his defense, ever once heard Donald Trump say he was coming back. I don't recall him ever sitting in the White House and saying, I'm not leaving. He got up, he left, he went back to Florida, wherever he was, Mar-a-Lago, or wherever he is, and he never came in. He said the election was tampered with, but he never came back, and he kind of stayed classy, to be honest with you. Everybody else was going crazy, and he never said what all these other people are saying. And then you go on and you see these people on video, they keep saying the same thing over and over again. Finally, I've taken to going to BitChute and Rumble because you can't even watch them on YouTube, which is interesting. Nobody sues YouTube to get the right to post what they want, which is interesting. I say, look, stop sending donations to these people. Stop flaming their egos. They're controlled opposition. They want us to believe that somebody is fighting for us. They want us to sit back and say, oh, well, Trump's coming back. So when he comes back, he's going to wipe out everything that Biden did. It's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. I'm sorry to those who have taken the religious fervor route and believe that their ideological impressions are real. And that, God forbid, I down St. Trump or the Orange Jesus or St. whatever his name is who shows his feet, you know, shoes, sits there and talks. And people say he's JFK Jr., which is terribly insulting as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that's rough. That's a rough one. His whole family, you know, had to mourn him. And that's a rough one to watch that happen. But I don't think it's going to happen because I think that they're all on the same side. And I really do. And it took me a while, gotta say. It took me a while because I wanted to have hope. And I think that's what it is. I think it's stupid hope. It's not a bad thing. It's not, people are not stupid. It's just that the hope is. If we look back the last 20 years, we can see it going in one direction. And it's just an awful thing. It really is. So there's an article that I'm going to read. It's from Dennis Prager. Wrote it, and it's good. It's good information. And this was from the Daily Signal at thedailysignal.com, and it's called "Too Many Deny the True Evils of Communism." And I guess because I wasn't aware of the evils of communism, that I think, well, not all of us have so much time on our hands that we can actually sit down and study this. I mean, I'm not educated, I'll give you that. I went through to get a GED and then I did two years of college. I'm dying to get back to college. I'm so missing. I missed 2021, 2022 I missed. And I really am missing it. I was reading through my papers and I really need to get back. I can't go back. I cannot go to college unless I have a shot. That's what they told me. I cannot do it. I can't even go online. So while they were all saying, oh, no, you got exemptions, blah, 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 they made it so that you don't. And that's what happens when we don't look and watch what they're doing. But it made me wonder and think, why did the Virgin Mary want to consecrate Russia to herself, to her Sacred Heart, to her Immaculate Heart? For a lot of Christians, they don't get that. They don't understand the Marian devotions, and that's okay. I understand why people don't understand that. But it's an interesting understanding of consecrating, and we'll get into that. But let me read this by Dennis Prager. too many deny the true evils of communism, and it's at dailysignal.com, and it was from 2021, but it's only about a year ago. It's a good article. One of the most highly regarded books of the 20th century was Ernest Becker's The Denial of Death, the winner of the 1974 Pulitzer Prize. The book is regarded as a classic for its analysis of how human beings deny their mortality. But there is something people deny more than mortality: evil. Someone should write a book on the denial of evil. That would be much more important, because while we cannot prevent death, we can prevent evil. The most glaring example of the denial of evil is communism, an ideology that within a period of only 60 years created modern totalitarianism and deprived of human rights, starved and killed more people than any other ideology in history. Why people ignore or even deny communist evil is the subject of a previous column as well as a Prager University video. Why isn't communism as hated as Nazism? Dennis goes on to say, I will therefore not address that question here. I will simply lay out the facts. But before I do, I need to address another question. Why is it important that everyone know what communism did? There are three reasons. First, we have a moral obligation to the victims not to forget them. Just as we have As Americans, we have a moral obligation to remember the victims of American slavery. We have the same obligation to the victims, the billions of victims of communism, especially the 100 million who were murdered. Second, the best way to prevent an evil from reoccurring is to confront it in all its horror. The fact that many people today, especially young people, believe communism is a viable, even morally superior option for modern societies proves they know nothing about communism's moral record. Therefore, they do not properly fear communism, which means this evil could happen again. And why could it happen again? That brings us to reason three. The leaders of communist regimes and the vast number of people who helped those leaders torture, enslave, and murder, plus the many more who reported on their neighbors for saying something objectionable to the communists, were nearly all normal people. Of course, some were psychopaths, but most were not, which proves that any society, including free ones, can devolve into communism or some analogous evil. Sorry for mispronouncing. Some similar evil. Now some facts. According to the authoritative The Black Book of Communism, written by six French scholars and published in the United States by Harvard University Press, the numbers of people murdered, not people killed in combat, ordinary civilians trying to live their lives, by communist regimes were, in Latin America, 150,000, Vietnam, 1 million, Eastern Europe, 1 million, Ethiopia, 1.5 million, North Korea, 2 million, Cambodia, 2 million. The Soviet Union, 20 million. Many scholars believe the number was considerably higher. 20 million. And in China, who Joe Biden is siding with and serving, in China, 65 million people. These numbers are quite conservative. For example, in Ukraine alone, the Soviet regime and its Ukrainian Communist Party helpers starved 5 to 6 million to death within a two-year period. It is almost inconceivable that only 14 to 15 million other Soviet citizens were murdered. And of course, those numbers do not describe the suffering endured by hundreds of millions of people who were not murdered. The systematic stripping of people of their right to speak freely, to worship, to start a business, or even to travel without party permission. No non-communist judiciary or media. The near poverty of nearly all communist countries. The imprisonment and torture of vast numbers of people. And of course, the trauma suffered by the hundreds of millions of friends and relatives of the murdered and imprisoned. These numbers don't tell you about the many starving Ukrainians who are who ate the flesh of people, often children, sometimes including their own, or the Romanian Christians whose communist prison guards forced them to eat feces to compel them to renounce their faith, or the frozen millions in the vast Soviet Siberian prison camp system known as the Gulag, or the Vietnamese communist routine practice of burying peasants alive to terrorize people into supporting communists, or Mao Zedong's regular use of torture to punish opponents and intimidate peasants, like leading men through the streets with rusty wires through their testicles and burning the vaginas of wives of opponents with flaming wicks. Mao's techniques to terrorize peasants into supporting the Chinese Communist Party in its early days. The theme of the denial of evil is summed up in what I just read. People associate evil with darkness, but that's not accurate. It is easy to look into the dark. It is very hard to stare into a bright light. One should therefore associate evil with extreme brightness, given that people rarely look at real evil, and those who do not confront real evil often make up evils such as systematic racism, toxic masculinity, and heteronormativity, I can't pronounce it, in 21st century America that are much easier to confront. The Book of Psalms states, "Those of you who love God, you are to hate evil." In other words, you can't love God if you don't hate evil. And if you don't believe in God, here's another way of putting it. Those of you who love people, you are to hate evil. If you don't hate communism, you don't care about, much less love, people. So many of us don't know, and that's the fault of government education. We don't understand evil because we don't recognize it. And I tell people all the time, having gone through the demonic attacks and the partial possession and the hexes and curses and vexes, I don't talk about the deeper parts of the evil that happened to me. I don't, because people will walk away. People will shake their head and will say, no, that doesn't happen. As if just because they want to debunk something to them means it didn't happen. People who say that they can debunk what I talk about never investigated me. They never sat with the priest that I worked with. They never talked to the bishop or the psychiatrists or the rabbis or all the other people who, any port in a storm when that evil is being confronted. This is what's happening now. They've got us coming and going based on our emotions, based on the political correctness, which is an operative. That is an operation by the government to control us. Bring in Trump, make people hate him. Nobody acts like that. Nobody acts like that. People don't come in and make stupid, ignorant statements like him. It makes everybody all mad. Mad enough that they run out and vote for a sippy cup administrator because they hate somebody so bad. And that's what they are doing. It's an illusion of the devil that they follow. It's an illusion of the devil. They are following the devil. And then when I started to read through these articles, I thought, oh my gosh, well, that certainly does make sense as to why the Virgin Mary, Mother God, however you look at it, wanted the Pope to consecrate Russia to her Immaculate Heart. You know that the Pope never did. Never did it. I remember when I was a very staunch Catholic that people were like, yes, he did. No, he didn't. They didn't do it. And she said, if you don't do it, it's going to get much, much, much worse. So It says here that Pope Francis will, this was in May 15, 2022, Pope Francis will consecrate Russia and Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary later this month. I don't think he did. I don't know, but I don't think he did. What does that mean exactly, and why is this significant? I don't care for the Pope, so let's just, God bless him. He's good, good, I don't want to get smoked. But I don't like him. There's something about him I don't like. Why is it significant to consecrate any country or any leaders to anybody? Consecration means being set aside for a holy purpose. You may or may not have heard of the concept of consecration before. A person or nation that is consecrated is set aside for a holy purpose. The word entrustment is often used synonymously with the word consecration. I can't pronounce, I'm sorry about that. The Vatican's Congregation for Divine Worship defines consecration to Mary as an overt recognition of the singular role of Mary in the mystery of Christ and of the Church, of the universal and exemplary importance of her witness to the gospel, of trust in her intercession, and of the efficacy of her patronage. Pope St. John Paul II, I loved him, who consecrated the entire church and world to Mary three times during his pontificate. How do you say it? Taught that by consecrating oneself to Mary, we accept her help in offering ourselves fully to Christ. Colin Donovan, Vice President for Theology at EWTN, told CNA, this is from Catholic News Agency, I'm sorry, I'll put the link in chat. He told CNA that consecration is an entrustment and also an appeal to God. The entrustment here is the fact that we lay ourselves, our hearts, our prayers, and our desires at the feet of Our Lady, and that serves God's purposes because it elevates Our Lady in the mind of the Church and hopefully in the mind of the world. And it's an appeal to God for our particular needs. It signifies our love and trust in our Blessed Mother, and we beseech her protection as her children in a special way. So she asks specifically that Russia be consecrated to her Immaculate Heart. And it always piqued my interest about this. I will be truthful here. I never understood it. And I really still don't understand it. I'm just now understanding their intention or what they mean. In the course of her appearances, Mary revealed three secrets, the second of which was a statement that World War I would end, as well as a prediction of another war that would start during the reign of Pius XI if people continued to offend God, and Russia was not consecrated to Mary's Immaculate Heart. Sister Lucia, one of the three Fatima visionaries, where Mary said that Mary told her, quote, if my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, causing wars and persecutions of the Church. The good will be martyred, the Holy Father will have much to suffer, various nations will be annihilated. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, and she shall be converted, and a period of peace will be granted to the world. In the years following the revelation of the secret, there was some controversy as to whether various consecrations of Russia performed by subsequent popes fulfilled the requirements set forth by Mary. But in a letter written in 1989, Sister Lucia confirmed that Pope St. John Paul II satisfied Mary's request for Russia's consecration in 1984, at the time Ukraine and Russia were both part of the Soviet Union. Other authorities, including Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, have affirmed the consecration was completed to Sister Lucia's satisfaction. Donovan said that both St. Paul John II and the mystic Sister Lucia were at first uncertain because he hadn't mentioned Russia by name, but by allusion. However, she did confirm it with Our Lady, who said that, yes, God had accepted it, and he would keep his promise. He added that Sister Lucia confirmed multiple times, including in person, that Our Lady's request had been satisfied. news to me. I don't know about all you, but that's news to me. What is the Immaculate Heart of Mary? The Immaculate Heart of Mary is an object of devotion, not worship, as it symbolizes her perfect will as expressed in her fiat. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Mary's heart is generally depicted with seven wounds and pierced by a sword. Early devotion to the Heart of Mary was exemplified by St. Bernard of Clairvaux, but the modern devotion was founded by St. John Alouds, a French priest of the 17th century. The Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary was first observed by Eudes, and it began receiving papal approbation at the opening of the 19th century. The feast was placed on the general Roman calendar in 1944 to be observed August 22nd, the octave day of the Assumption. Ukraine's Latin Rite Catholic bishops requested that Pope Francis do the consecration amid the invasions of their country. Ukraine's Latin Rite Catholic bishops, meaning the bishops who lead the country's Roman Catholics, sent a letter to Pope Francis on March 2, 2022, asking him to publicly perform the act of consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary of Ukraine and Russia, as requested by the Blessed Virgin Mary. See, if anybody notices it, it's kind of, they're saying that it was already done, but then they're asking for it again. Somebody who's in chat, or you can, oh wait, I'm not in chat, I'd leave because my bandwidth was going crazy. But if you can send me a message as to why they're saying it's done, but now they're asking for it again. My reason for reading this is because it's explaining the evil of communism. So why consecrate Ukraine and Russia now? Donovan said that consecration is always a good thing, and that the ongoing war is a context which is sufficient in and of itself to warrant consecration. So that's an interesting thing, and if anybody knows anything more about that, I would really appreciate that, and then I'll read more. I want to put this in chat in the other Dennis Prager article, which was good. Let me go back to the chat, see if I have like five windows open. Let's see, here we are. So I'm going to put that link in there so you guys can read it. Okay, that's a really good... Jim from chat said to me, and I don't know how long it was ago because I just got back in here. He said, I'm listening to you now, Christine. Let me put what you are saying in a masculine way, which I need. Most people don't know what evil is because they have never battled it. That's a very good point. And if you haven't faced evil and battled it and been successful, then you don't know anything about what evil can do except through stories or examples from other people. People fear what they don't understand, so they avoid facing evil. That's an excellent point. Excellent post, Jim. Thank you. I read it on air because it was good. I'm going to put the link in chat. And it's an interesting thing, and that's what I say, is you can't eradicate the world of evil when you don't recognize it. And you don't recognize it because you don't understand it. And it is not understood. We have moral models. Let me tell you, when I went to college and I took drug and alcohol rehabilitation counseling, I learned about the model of judging alcoholism and drug abuse. And there's something known as a moral model. And you say, oh, people who drink are stupid, or they're sinning, or they're evil. Or the best one I ever heard was, well, you were raped as a child, Christine, because you wore your shorts too short. So those are all the moral model, the judgment, the self-righteous moral model of judging people for the behavior that they do. And we have a moral model of judging things that are not evil. I use this example, but a psychopath has an amygdala that's 17 to 21% smaller than the amygdala of a non-psychopath. So when the psychopath goes out and goes home and murders mom, dad, the family dog, and chops them into little pieces and buries them in the backyard, who's evil? The psychopath or his amygdala? You see, we don't know why people do what they do. And when we put a great big saint in the sky and deflect everything, and a great big demon in the cellar, we deflect our responsibility, whether it's to do evil or whether it's to do good. We should be doing good just because we're human and we love each other. And we should be doing good and trying to be nice to people because they're human too. Doesn't always work that way. And believe me, and it's not an easy thing. I'm going to put the Dennis Prager article here too. So we end up becoming, and if you look at society now, you see the tennis match of battle, back and forth, back and forth. You got people watching the fighting going on. Whites and blacks are fighting. Slavery happened. White people were horrible to black people. We didn't speak up enough for them. We did enable slavery. Let's tell them we're sorry and move on. Native American Indians were given smallpox blankets. We didn't scream loud enough to stop it. The priests, the bishops, the lawyers, the politicians took their land. It was wrong. We can't defend something that is the truth. We can't deny something that's the truth. We have to look up and say, I'm so sorry that I didn't speak up enough. I'm so sorry that I didn't fight back when you were trying to fight against the racism that hits your little 15-year-old son. And when you go and you get stopped by the police, you shouldn't have the shit beat out of you because of the color of your skin. We as human beings should see the wrongness in that. Not who did it, who started it, who perpetuated it. The fact of the matter is, if we didn't stop it, we didn't do enough. And that's what they get us with now. Well, Trump is a big fat meanie, and Biden's a sippy cup moron. So we fight about who's right. They're both bad. Just which degree of bad do you like? What are you good with? And that's the thing. And that's what they do. And that's the illusion of the devil. There isn't real control. There isn't real control for the people because the opposition is controlled. You see? So the light and the dark are being manipulated by those who cash in the best and the most. I don't have enough time to blabber about this article, but when I come back from break, I'm going to read this article, and it's called Controlled Opposition, How It Works and How to Recognize It, because I'll just digress and everything else. And I'm going to put that in chat so you can follow along when we are up. That's the words for me. Things are lost in the detail is what I'm saying, and I'm not faulting anybody. Please don't think that I'm faulting anybody. I think I put the conversion of Russia to... Yes, I did. I put the conversion of Russia article. Let me go over here and look at where I'm at. Oh, it's called Controlled Opposition, How It Works and How to Recognize It. I'm not trying to bash anyone. We're all stuck in the same pile of it, and it's awful, and I know that, and I don't like it, and I know how we all feel. We're exhausted, and that's one of their methods, and it's tiring, and it's like you get up, you go to work every day, and you work, and you just barely get by, and we really don't want to be bothered to do the research like maybe someone like me does, or someone like Mr. Rowe, or someone like, anybody who's not, you know, we have a different calling, and we're allowed, you know, we're able, I can talk the dead to life again. I mean, I have no problem talking at all, scripted or not, and we need to keep it going, and it's hard because you work all day, and then you come home, you don't want to hear about this, you don't want to hear about what Sippy Cup's doing, or Trump is cashing in his billions on us, or Ukraine is being sent billions of dollars while we're going to starve. I mean, come on. That's part of their behavior as well. But the worst part of it is the separation of us. The separation of us. The ritual of the pandemic was masks are worn by slaves. If you look through history, you know that. We are their dog butt slaves. And until we start banding together, they're just going to keep it up. So we have to say, you know, maybe people are sticking by Biden because they're afraid. They don't want to admit that he's reprehensible. Maybe the same is true of people who support Trump. I'm embarrassed I supported him for the time that I did. Maybe we should just accept the fact that we were had. People of the United States are decent people. We're hardworking, kind people. We don't think in terms of how evil somebody can be because we would never comprehend doing it. So when we hear about it being done, we don't believe it, not because we're stupid or we're naive, because we're too decent. When people say to me, Christine, I don't believe what happened to you, 9 out of 10 times, it's because they're too decent and would never fathom doing that to a child or even an adult that they didn't like. That's what's happening now. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about controlled opposition. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's hyphen thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
You going back in?
There's still men out there.
God damn.
When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. Freedomslips.com. Number one listener-supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
There we go. We are back, the Christian Corner Show, here at Revolution Radio, which is found at freedomslips.com. Just hearing the news that a teenager drowned at Mixville Park in Cheshire, Connecticut, where I used to go when I was a kid. That's absolutely tragic, and I'm so sorry to hear that. No one saw any signs of distress. God help his parents and family. You are listening to the Christine Gorda Show here on Revolution Radio. Today is July 11th, 2022. And it is 5:03 p.m. according to my computer clock. And I had to leave the chat. Sorry. Just kind of everything's been freezing up on me. I think my bandwidth is very challenged. And I will go back in. But at this point, I wanted to be able to stream so that it would work. 1 second. So I just want to... Is that a fly or is that some kind? Okay, thank you. It is the season to have bugs crawling into the house when we try to get in as quick as we can. And then we still let the creepy crawlies in. Oh, my goodness. Okay, totally lost train of thought there with the fly crawling up the wall. My goodness, they're so creepy. But I will come back into chat. I just want to make sure that my stream is going okay. I was talking before the break about communism, and I was reading through an article from the Catholic News Agency about why, in terms of it always interested me, why the Catholic Church and Catholics in general do talk about praying to the Virgin Mary or asking her for prayer, the rosary and whatnot, and why the need to consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I was saying that consecration means to be set aside for holy purpose, which is interesting, and I wonder if America was ever consecrated, but I suppose on some levels it was. Russia has been consecrated before, so has the whole world. Actually, in the past, several popes have consecrated the entire church and world to Mary. Pope Pius, I have to read the Roman numerals, 12th consecrated the entire world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary on October 31st, 1942, and Pope St. John Paul II renewed that consecration on May 13th, 1982, again on March 25th, 1984, and one more time on October 8th, 2000. Pope Francis, during October 2013, renewed the consecration of the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and dedicated his pontificate to Our Lady of Fatima. So why is there so much controversy over the consecration of Russia? It doesn't matter. My point, I mean, it does matter, but I'm not going to get into that now. My point is not to go into why the church is doing that, but why do they feel the need? What is the problem with communism? What's the problem with Russia? What's the problem with the Ukraine? The Ukraine is communist. The Ukraine is very communist. And we should all be extremely concerned for all the money that's being sent over there. All the prayers and signs and everything else. We should be concerned. And how they use it is such a manipulative way that we should be able to recognize it. And until we recognize it, it's just going to keep happening. We defend the monsters under the bed. We feed them and we defend them while they're slowly killing us. Controlled opposition, how it works and how to recognize it. Deviant behavior, left unchallenged, becomes the accepted norm. That was written by Aldo Leopold. Today, deviant behavior in all forms has become the accepted norm, and no one has been more vigorously working to achieve this end than the Talmudic Khazars. I think I pronounced that right. You probably know them as the Jews, the bad Jews. As soon as one evokes the word Jew, almost everyone the world over experiences a reaction that is either very negative or very positive. And contrary to the thought police of political correctness, there are very powerful and compelling historical and societal reasons for why this is the case that goes beyond the scope of this article. I didn't write this. This is from dlionheart.com, and it was written, it doesn't say who wrote it. And I'll put the link in to the chat as well when I get a better connection. Today I want to address, the article continues, and explain the concept of controlled opposition, which in truth is almost always these bad Jews' controlled opposition. According to the Urban Dictionary, controlled opposition is a protest movement that is actually being led by government agents. Nearly all governments in history have employed this technique to trick and subdue their adversaries. Notably, it was Vladimir Lenin who said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And not coincidentally, Vladimir Lenin was a Jew and a communist. George Soros is a Jew and a communist as well. Just saying, they didn't say that, I did. Today, with the prevalence of the internet, alternative news websites have sprung to share news that the lying propaganda mainstream and social media censor suppress, silence, and cover up. And this is the case in most major industries, those professing themselves to be Jews have monopoly control over all forms of information. I wish that they wouldn't do that. I'm very uncomfortable with that. I don't think we should blame it on one group. So the goal of these people is to destroy all opposition. And the whole, I'm not going to put this link in the chat because I don't like the attack. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care for the attack on the Jews. I don't think that's right. I don't think that it's one person or one group. of a controlled opposition is exactly what I said that Lenin said. Become the opposition. And I think that's what we need to let God, they're showing Sippy Cup on television. I can't stand him. So I think we should recognize controlled opposition and to know when it is going on and to understand that Trump et al. Are not going to come and save us. They're not coming to save us. We are not going to be saved unless we save ourselves. And the only way we're going to be able to save ourselves is if we understand what's going on and not settle for it. If people understand, you know, now I'm starting to get people who are young and they got the shot last year and a half ago, 18 months ago, 9-10 months ago, and now they're starting to have heart issues. They're starting to form blood clots. Perfectly healthy before, and now they're on their deathbed. They're on their deathbed. So if we can research and take our minds back and understand that it's all illusion, we would recognize what's coming. We would recognize what they're doing. I don't know how I recognized it. I really don't. Because to be honest with you, I think I'm kind of dumb. And I think that maybe being a tiny bit paranoid helped. They're not going to stop. They're going to do it again. And they already talk about doing it again in the fall, right before their next stolen election. That's what they're doing. They are doing this because we are allowing them to do this. And this is something that we really do need to recognize. It's not to take away consecrating anybody to anybody. What we need to do is have that respect of faith and holiness, but understand that we have a responsibility. We can be victims, and then we can turn into survivors. It doesn't give a pass to those who have victimized us, but it gives us the capacity to survive in a much better manner. Because if we stay victims, we're going to be victimized over and over and over again. So I'm not going to blame the Jews, and I get what he's saying, or she's saying, but I'm not going to feed into that. It's like blaming all white people or blaming all black people. And I think that they should, my personal opinion is that they should use a different form of speech. That's their right, and I just don't care. So we are looking at another shutdown. They've been given unlimited power. Absolute power controls corrupts absolutely. God, I can't stand Biden. I wish that people would light more candles and put lots of oil on it. But, you know, you think he's going to be taken out, and who's going to take his place? That's the really scary thing. This spirit of fear is what's driving us. Because trauma changes the structure of the brain. And the structure of our brains are being changed. And we are not... We are not losing our souls in America. We're losing our minds. We are literally being told people who have had 3 and 4 shots are still getting sick. But they're being told that it wouldn't be as bad if they hadn't had the shots. I can't really fathom how people understand it. I really can't. But it is. It is being believed. If we can get a hold of our own brains, our own thoughts, our own fears, our own worries, our own political correctness, we're going to go further than we can without it. They're even reporting the more vaccines in Scotland. Scotland has 50% higher infections than in England, despite being more highly vaccinated, the data show. So we see that this happened. We see that we were lied to. It's not a good thing. And they have to cover up. They have to cover up. Hopefully they haven't gotten as many people as they think they wanted to. Once we can snap back from that, hopefully we'll be able to resist it. I'm looking at the TV and reading about they're talking about infections, and everybody's got the masks on, oh, look at us over, but you're still getting sick. So they're just going to keep pumping this in for the rest of the summer. I wanted to see their weather, which also scares us. But if we can recognize controlled opposition, we can get a hold of our minds and be able to snap out of it. Somebody did a beep. Somebody's on the line with me. It's making me stammer. So sorry I'm talking like this, but I hear somebody on the line breathing, and sometimes a sink goes off like they're running water, and there was a little beep. So, this is the Christine Korda Show, and I hope I don't hear any more of those little noises. And stop breathing so loud if you're going to listen in, or whatever's happening. At least breathe a little slower. And you're listening to the Christine Korda Show on Revolution Radio, which is found at freedomslips.com. Come on over to freedomslips.com. Go to chatsy.com. Go to freedomslips.com. And come on into the chat. The new chat that they set up. And it will be fun. Very informative. Very interesting. Very nice people. So that we can all chat. And the links that I post will be in the chat. I'm reading texts. Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm still trying to make money, and it's killing me. My back and my legs are just, wow. I mean, they weren't good, because I've had several injuries to the neck and the back and the legs, and in 2018, I got a car accident, and that didn't do me any good. But, you know, I hope to get, someone's asking me, before the fall that I can get into something. I want to buy a house, that's my goal. And when I put my mind to stuff, I usually do it. This is a little hard, because it's very hard for me to... I'm fully disabled, which I don't think people really understand. It's extremely challenging for me to do what I do. Just leave it at that. But also, it's better because I have a little bit more control over how I'm working and what I can do. And eBay's dropped like a lit balloon. I was trying to sell my paintings. If anybody's interested in buying my artwork, it was on eBay. I don't even want to put the link there. I had a bunch of scam accounts try to pretend they were buying my artwork. It was very, very discouraging. But if anybody's interested, let me know. Because I'm hanging by a thread. Someone was asking me, I'm sorry, I don't want to read the text on air. I won't. But yeah, things are going okay. Thank you for asking. I just told you that right on the air, but that's okay. It was interesting about the consecration And then there's all this stuff going on about the UFOs. Where years ago, now in 2017, I'll tell you the God's honest truth, I saw something at the bottom of my stairs where I was living. I don't think it was for me. I think it was a mistake that I saw it. How that happens, I don't know. But I know I saw something. I believe there's aliens as a result. And I froze because it scared the bejesus out of me. Even though I'm a psychic medium, when you see something in the physical realm, physiologically your body does something. And it's very much like freezes, like a deer in the headlight look. But I noticed that shortly after that, you know, nobody wants to hear about those things. I remember back in, oh my gosh, when was it? It was in 19... Oh, I don't even want to go back there. I think it was 1986 or 87. And I saw something in the sky, and I lost a whole bunch of time, and nobody wants to hear about that. And you can't find anybody to talk to about it. And all of a sudden now they're talking about alien encounters. They got the TV shows and all the little FBI agents are running around going, oh look, oh look, oh look, oh we believe you. And all of a sudden they don't, they do now. When they wasted all those years on discrediting people who had experiences, just like the False Memory Syndrome Foundation, and they would tell people, oh, you know, if that person said they saw a UFO, they're crazy, and now they're coming out with footage of an unidentified flying object filmed by a warship, and it's interesting how this, there's my ferret, it's interesting how all of a sudden things are changing. But, you know, those people who were witness to it, doesn't matter. Oh, we're sorry. Don't worry about it. We ruined your life, but now we believe you. And in May 2022, an article was written that the U.S. Congress to question Pentagon and UFOs, and now whether or not they did that, because it's an area of public interest. It's an interesting it's an interesting concept that that's going on. So, if we look at controlled opposition in light of what I just said, those who come out and say that they believe and they're supporting you might just be that. Maybe there has. I don't, you know, cater to the UFO experience, but I think that, you know, they might be trying to round some people up. I don't know. That's an area that's really iffy for me, and probably better, we're better off not getting into that. But remember the Macedonia, this was years ago, heard about the Macedonia blind psychic who was quite accurate, and she said that Russian President Vladimir Putin will become Lord of the World, and I don't know why this made me laugh. She was known as the Nostradamus of the Balkans, Baba Vanga, I'm sorry. She died 25 years ago in 1996 at age 84, and she predicted in a 1979 interview that Russia was to dominate the world. Psychic Baba Vanga, I can't get Baba Waba off of Saturday Night, from Saturday Night Live, because they were making fun of Barbara Walters. I can't get that out of my head when I say psychic Baba Vanga. I think Baba Wabas. Oh my God, she died 25 years ago, aged 84, and she predicted that Russia was to dominate the world in an interview with writer Valentin Sidorov in 1979, a blind psychic who correctly predicted the Russian invasion of Ukraine, as well as the 9/11 attacks, once claimed that President Vladimir Putin is to become Lord of the World. Known as the Nostradamus of the Balkans, Baba Vanga, who died 25 years ago in 1996, age 84, predicted that Russia was to dominate the world. She also made frightening predictions about World War III and the potential use of nuclear weapons. During the interview, she said Putin's glory will remain untouched. That's a scary thought. My thing is that they're all working together. That's my belief. I did a reading a couple days ago. I kept the reading. I do readings because I want to know. Sometimes what I get is pretty accurate. And I thought it was interesting. I wanted to know my guides and my abilities, what was going to happen. And I'll share that with you now because I just don't want to talk about all the other stuff anymore. I did read about the controlled opposition, but they were Jew haters, and I honestly can't stand that. So I don't want to perpetuate that, and certainly not on Revolution Radio. Some people are bad. Some people are not Jewish. Some people are Catholic and they're bad. They're Muslim and they're bad. They're Jewish and they're bad, but not everything of one group is bad, and I just don't like that. So I'm sorry to anyone that I offended by reading that article to the extent that I did. So what I do is I use cards. And if you ever want a reading, just let me know. KristinCorda@yahoo.com. KristinCorda@yahoo. And ask 5 questions. You can pay whatever you can pay, if you can pay. I don't like to take money from people, even though I'm as poor as dirt. It gets me nervous. And I know that everybody's struggling. But I do good readings, and it would help me out. I'd like to go back to them if I could get phone calls. So I do use cards sometimes. Usually I just use my own senses. A lot of times I have dreams or something that happens when I'm in a meditative state, which is why I don't meditate very much anymore. I saw a lot of stuff from 2016 to now, or maybe 2 years ago, that we were, things that were that are happening now were shown to me many years ago. And I didn't really understand what I was seeing or dreaming about, except now I really do understand what I was seeing. Excuse me. Had to yawn. And I like to, like I know Pat uses astrology and a couple other people use astrology. Some people use runes. Other people use, I can never grasp astrology. They use tarot cards. They use different other cards. And it a lot of people say that it's not Christian and it's against Jesus, but I don't summon anybody. And it helps me to direct my energy, whereas if I wasn't using them, it would be much harder for me. So what I do is I draw cards because I want to see how they indicate to me what's going to happen, you know, in the near future and in the far future. And one of the things that I did was a reading on the world now and the interesting reading that I got. The interesting readings that I get. If anybody's interested, I can share it. Most people don't talk to me. Most people don't interact with me. So I don't really know if I'll share it at all, because it just becomes a one woman show, and I'm tired of listening to myself. So if you'd like to hear about it, I'll come over to chat. I'm almost done with the streaming in terms of the windows open. Hopefully I'll be able to withstand the chat. The Uvalde mayor says he fears a cover-up of investigation into school massacre and calls on Texas Governor Abbott to intervene. So you wonder here if Governor Abbott is controlled opposition. He's just doing what looks good. You ever look at some of these politicians and they just keep saying the same thing? Biden's destroying America. Biden's destroying America. Or you look at somebody like Stu Peters and you say, oh, how many shots are they going to talk about? How many deaths? How many gooey stuff are they going to show on the close-up of things coming out of the arteries? You know? And it just seems to me that maybe they're just there because that's a message to people that there's no control. There's no way to fight. There's no way out. And when they pretend they're going after these evildoers, if you will, or the elite, or whatever you want to call them, and then they lose, the message is clear. You're not going to win either. So he says he fears a cover-up of investigation into school massacre, and he calls on Texas Governor Abbott to intervene. Interesting how there was a lot of supposed conspiracy theories about the investigation that happened with the children who got shot. So Uvalde Mayor Don McLaughlin told CNN he's lost faith in Texas leaders investigating how law enforcement responded to the shooting at his town's elementary school that killed 19 children and two adults. He says, I'm not confident 100% in DPS because I think it's a cover-up. He said of the Texas Department of Public Safety, the lead agency tasked with identifying what led to well-armed officers waiting outside a classroom for more than an hour before engaging the gunman. McGraw's covering up for maybe his agencies, McLaughlin continued in his sharpest attack yet on Colonel Stephen McGraw, the DPS director. McGraw told the Texas Senate that the police response was an abject failure and placed sole blame on school police chief Pedro Pete Arredondo. Sorry, but McLaughlin told CNN on a Tuesday he did not feel the full story of the May 24th massacre was coming out, partly because Texas DPS was not being transparent. Every agency in that hallway is going to have to share the blame, he said. How about the kids who are dead? What blame are they going to share? Personnel from multiple law enforcement agencies gathered inside and outside the school before the gunman was challenged and killed, McLaughlin said in an interview. At this point, I don't know what to believe and what not to believe, and while he said he trusted the DPS individuals serving his community, he no longer believed in the upper management. So it's an interesting thing that all these conspiracy theory shows on Sandy Hook and other things, things in Boston and all those other things, all of a sudden some of the kumbaya politicians were singing the, they're wrenching their garments and everything else about the death of the poor kiddies, are now challenging it. Should we believe it or not? Personally, I don't, but that's just me. So, you're listening to the Kristen Korda Show here on Revolution Radio, which is at freedomslips.com. And when we can start to see through the pee-pee, the boopy, the beebe, we will be able to think for ourselves again. I think a lot of times, not all the time, and I can't say that anyone who I mentioned, who I just read about, is lying. I think the people are puppets. I think some of them, most of them, are doing what they think is the right thing. But I think we're going backwards. I think that we're going backwards. And I think it's a very interesting subject to explore controlled opposition. Because I think what they're trying to do, what seems to be clear, is that they're trying to usher in communism and the bad kind of communism. And Biden said he apologizes for his last teleprompter screw up and apology. But I mean, things like that, when you think about it, anybody who seriously was running that man, because he's not running himself, let's just face it. You could tell by the look on his face. I don't think he really honestly knows where he is or who he is for that matter. And he stands in front of a teleprompter and does things like that where you can see that hooker behind him giggle, she's cackling. They're reprehensible. They're literally reprehensible. That's not America. That's a joke. Anybody who was running him, with all seriousness, would never, ever let that happen without stepping in. Wouldn't do it. So my point is, and I get the buzzing in my ears, is driving me crazy, so I'm sorry. I suppose I should take the headphones off, but I can't really do it because it's uncomfortable without the headphones. I can hear the break. The point here is that we need to understand that everything that is going on deserves our full attention. I'm not telling you what to believe and what not to believe, because I don't even know. I don't even know what to believe and what not to believe. Because propaganda mixes truth with lies and lies with truth. And it comes at you sometimes in a heinous manner, and other times in a very light and frivolous manner, with joy and standing up for things, and it's fun. The noises that are going on in this radio, in this stream, is literally just something else. I don't know what I'm listening to, but I'd like to I don't know if you can hear it. I think it's just me. There's a good one. And it's just so strange, the noise that are coming through the Skype call. Oh my goodness. That's funny. So all the things that we face every day, it kind of bothers me, because I'll tell you, I used to love doing little conspiracy shows on UFOs, and we would have big discussions. I remember doing a little show called, it was a show within a show called Conspiracy Corners with Christine and Dale, who's my ex, and I used to make fun of all these little conspiracies that people believed, and the more that I did them, the more that I started to see, hey, wait, they weren't that conspiratorial. They were actually had truth to them. They had facts. They had reality. And it bothered me, because I was much more happy to not believe in that sort of thing. But when you start to see the truth, I think the scales come off the eyes. I'm going to try to get into chat again. If I'm going in and out, excuse me. I believe that I have a problem with bandwidth. Hey, you're listening to the Kristen Korda Show here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. It's July 11th, 2022, and it is good to be here with all of you lovely people. And I'm sorry for the hesitancy in the way that I'm talking. I'm having a little trouble because there is the noise. So I'm going to take out one ear. Here we go. I can still basically hear the bumpers. And that will be a little better. Still having the bandwidth issue. So we were talking about the conversion of Russia and the dangers of communism. And I think that the human suffering that's going to take place in if America, I really believe that if America goes the way that they're wanting it to go, the so-called leaders, the corruptors, whatever, I really think that something biblical will happen. And I know that's probably a projection, but I really do think that something biblical will happen, because I think that this world, this country, was consecrated to God. The Constitution was a reflection of the Bible and the rights and the spiritual rights of us as human beings. And I have a tendency to think that the politicians made deals with the fallen angels, a.k.a. the dark alien entities that nobody wants to believe in, which is even more interesting. And I think that Eisenhower sold us all as certificates of debt, and I think that that's what's happening. I don't know. I have no facts to back it up. Certainly nobody. I don't think I've ever heard anybody else saying that. But it certainly seems feasible. Why was Eisenhower meeting with aliens in the first place? And why is he supposedly making a peace treaty? Why do we have to make a peace treaty with higher intelligent beings? What were they threatening that we had to make a peace treaty? So these are things that we don't explore, because we don't want to look like we're conspiracy theorists and we're crazy, or we're nuts, or we got three quarters of the deck missing, or whatever, you know. But these are things that we should explore. And I think that if America falls, there's going to be a lot I think a lot's going to hit the fan. A lot is going to hit the fan. And if we look at history of what has happened, 1918, when the Bolshevik, and they were trying to usher in communism, we really, really need to recognize what's going on, or what could be going on, certainly. And we should rethink our devotion to these people that we're emulating and idolizing. Because it would be much better if we all band together and stormed the government, like, go to the meetings, tell them no. If all of us do it together, what are they going to do? I'm not talking about violence at all, not even remotely, not even yelling, just walking in and saying, hi, remember that oath you swore to uphold my constitutional rights? Well, you're not doing it, and I'm here to call you back on your oath. You know, the surety bonds work with the mask for the kids, so why don't we do that? Something happens to us, and it's dark psychology at its finest that gets us to think in ways that stop us from pushing back. An article in Society's Child on SOTT.net, which hopefully if I can get into the chat, every time I try to get into chat, I get frozen web pages, so excuse me. But I'll read this article, and I'm almost done with the show anyway, so I should be able to stop and chat after. It's called America Has Been